This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Build up to the draft this week underway. It's going absolutely nuts. Don't miss Daryl Wright or Andy Baskin, their latest edition of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, where they discuss all of the latest talk around the Browns and what they'll do in the first rounds of the draft and the quarterback situation and Joe Flacco and everything else. Subscribe to It's Always Game Day in Cleveland right now at 923thefan.com on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. They're sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution.
And we'll have our draft preview. We're doing it tonight, so it'll probably be out later tonight. We were planning on doing it yesterday.
It's going to drop.
It's going to drop. You want to hear what a great story is as I live here in 2025?
Yeah.
My internet provider's been out for the last 5 days.
Oops.
I kind of want to rip them, but I'm going to let it go because I'm going to be above that. Because
don't want to get sued.
Well, how can you be sued over telling the truth?
You know what I did one time?
You told the truth and got sued for it?
No. This happened when I lived in Texas. Complete diversion for 2 seconds.
Yes.
My cable was out for like a week.
Oh,
in you know, and I'm working in television down there.
Yeah.
Right?
So what are you going to do?
Right. So I deducted 25% of my bill.
Yeah.
You know, I did the math and whatever it was. I deducted that from my payment.
To the next payment. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they got all mad and they said, well, blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, you didn't provide me the service. Why should I pay for it?
Yes.
And we went back and forth and back and forth. And I think they left town without paying.
What?
Can't have nice things.
Jeff Phelps.
Well, why would you pay for a service?
Why would you pay for a service
that's not provided?
I know. I'm like, so I had the phone call there and I was just like, I've been with you guys for 24 years and all of my neighbors have bailed on you. I didn't, because at one time you were a local company. And that's what I said. And I always feel bad for the agent on the other end of that. Like, you're trying.
Right.
And by the way, it took me probably 2 hours to figure out a phone number where I could actually talk to a person.
Yeah, that's not good.
Which is the worst.
Not good.
And so then I finally got a hold of somebody. I go, hey, wow, live human being. This is great. I'm really looking forward to talking to you. But I go, I know none of this is your fault, so please don't take any of this personally. But, I mean, today is day 6. And then they have the audacity that when you go to look at the site, they tell you how many other customers are in the same misery as you. I can't imagine anybody
like that's supposed to make you feel better.
And I can't imagine that anybody's staying with them. Like, I got to tell you I don't even know what the power company changed their name again, but whatever. At least they let you know when they think. Like, I'm okay with that. Look, okay, I understand. You know, weather happens, stuff like that happens, and we might be without power for a little bit, right? Or maybe even a couple days. I mean, we've been in that time too.
And sometimes what are you going to do? But if you're in particular not having your internet, you shouldn't have to pay
for it. Well, I think the part that irritated me the most was initially I looked at the site and it said, it'll be back up by 4 o'clock this afternoon. I was like, okay, all right, I can live with it. Then it said it'll be back up by 8 o'clock. And then it said it'd be back by 11. Then it said by 4 in the morning.
Then by 2029.
And then the next thing, it was nothing. So currently shopping for a new internet provider.
Aww.
Probably be doing that this afternoon. I feel bad for the people that work there. I feel bad for customer service, but I mean, come on, man. I mean,
and they feel bad for you, Andy Baskin.
No, they don't. Just let me know what's going on. It's just that you stick with a company for 24 years because you want to be loyal to a company that's been pretty good for you. But like in this scenario, it's like, and they just don't care. Like, I'm tired of talking to push one, push two, push four. Like, I don't understand why companies can't understand that. Like, you know, I don't know. It just doesn't matter.
We'll get it fixed.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We'll get it fixed. Dan, get me off this road, will you please? Can we talk a little bit about what Andrew Berry had to say last night on the Browns Radio Network?
I just love that Dan loves playing We'll Get It Fixed. He smiles
every time. Better than the other thing that he's been playing. Done with that thing.
The worst part of that drop, gentlemen, is that it has now become like a part of my general answer for various things going wrong.
In life.
Yeah. Like, people will come up to me and go, hey, how come this isn't where I'm? We'll get it fixed. It's like just become something I say now. We'll get it fixed. So the big thing, of course, Browns have an opportunity in this draft with a real high pick to, well, let's face it, get it fixed. And so Andrew Berry sat down yesterday on the Browns draft preview show, which you heard right here on your home of the Browns, 92.3 The Fan. Had a lot of different things to say about a couple different topics, but the big one, of course, being quarterbacks and the quarterback collection. We'll use that term instead of the one that annoys Jeff so much, and how they may look to add to it.
Now, we obviously know Joe very well from his time with us in 2023. Kenny's a player we did a lot of work on, you know, ahead of the draft, and obviously saw a number of starts against him when he's with Pittsburgh. Yeah, and we do think that Kenny has a skill set that marries really well with what, you know, Kevin wants to do offensively. He's mobile, he has a good arm, he's really smart. And we do think that he has, you know, some of his best football, you know, ahead of him. But that doesn't mean that we're not necessarily going to, you know, add to the room as we go, you know, through the course of the offseason, and it could be as early as this week.
What do you get out of that?
They've hedged their bets and limited their exposure to complete failure at quarterback.
Explain.
You brought in a guy who was really good for you for five games, been a big-time quarterback.
Yeah.
Flacco.
Yeah.
You brought in a guy who you're intrigued by, who you think you might be able to develop. And they're going to draft somebody. They're going to have three guys they could possibly play, maybe even four. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
By the time they get done, you know, they usually take four quarterbacks to camp.
Yeah, and Deshaun will be ready by the end of the season, so.
Well, you never know.
I just don't know how Deshaun can walk in there and go, well, the owner already said we swung and missed. Like, I just, all right, well, swing and miss. Oh, another paycheck comes through. That'll work.
Thank you.
I'm good.
Big swing and a miss for you.
I'm happy.
Big swing and a hit for me.
I'm happy hitting under 100. Right?
Big swing and a hit. Look at that double into the gap. That's pretty.
You got nothing out of it. I think you're right. Like, we're going to sit here, and this is going to be a...
None of these quarterback solutions are riveting, Andy.
It's a limbo year for quarterback.
One of them has you excited.
Can we accept that, though, that it's going to be a limbo year at quarterback?
No.
It probably is going to be.
Let me. Can I tweak what you said?
Sure.
Heading into this season, it's a wait-and-see year. Because you could actually have your answer. Your answer could be Kenny Pickett. Your answer could be whoever you draft by the end of the year. I would assume, you know, whoever they draft is not going to start. That's why, you know, Mary Kay agreed with us. That's why Pickett's going to start. Unless he's awful, and then Flacco's going to start.
I have a topic I would love to throw out there, but I don't really want to hear the answer to it.
Oh, boy.
How far, let's just say Shedeur Sanders lands at 21, right, and ends up going to Pittsburgh. How far can Shedeur Sanders take the Steelers next year? And are we going to sit here in Cleveland and go, oh, boy.
Absolutely. Well, Andy, that's what I've said all along about this. All right, you don't want Shedeur Sanders? No problem.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You better make sure he doesn't become a star, because then you missed. And you pick up Jalen Milroe, you trade back up for Jackson Dart, you get him at 33. Okay, congratulations. Trading back up to draft a quarterback or taking a guy at 33 will not be a swing and a miss if it doesn't pan out. Because you're not going to be trading back into the top 10 to get a quarterback.
So, deep down in your secret wishes, are we hoping that Shedeur Sanders goes at number 9 to New Orleans?
You don't.
I kind of am. I'm kind of hoping that he goes to New Orleans at 9, and it just kind of is. I'm not going to feel bad if he goes to number 9 in New Orleans. I'm not, because I'll be like, you know, they took a blue chipper or two. I hope. Please keep your fingers crossed.
We are not NFL scouts, okay? We all know that.
Right.
Everybody who listens, we all watch a lot of football. We see things we like. We see things we don't like. I can tell you, I watched Cam Ward tape, and I thought, man, I like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
This guy looks fun. This guy looks like he might be able to do some things. I looked at Sanders. I saw some things, and I thought, okay, I could see how he could work. I looked at Jackson Dart. I thought, he's really young. I really see some things I like here. And I saw Jalen Milroe. And I thought, this is the best running quarterback I've ever seen in my life on a college field. He's phenomenal. And he can't put a ball in any kind of position for a guy to get any yards after the catch.
And don't you think it's a little harder to run in the NFL?
And he's
going to
get somebody killed. Yet he intrigued the you-know-what out of me.
Yeah.
And so I honestly don't know quarterbacks well enough to look at Sanders, Dart, and Milroe. Or Shuck, who looked really good on tape, at Louisville anyway, and tell you which one is going to have a better career. I can tell you I think Cam Ward will have the best career out of all those guys. If I had to bet, he's the guy that jumped off the tape to me, and I thought, this guy's different. The other four guys, I just thought, okay. I'd be happy. Honestly, I'd be happy if the Browns had any of them, because I would think, there's a guy you might be able to develop. But Ward was the one and only guy at quarterback. And I watched video of all these guys with, you know, my simple football mind. But he was the only guy that made me think, yep, that's clearly the guy I want more than everybody else.
Right.
And the other guys weren't bad. But the other guys are, hey, I'm going to draft this guy, and I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that he becomes something.
Dan, what else? What else do you have to say? You want to do this after the break? Let's come back. Let's play a little bit more than what he has to say, right? Is that how you feel about it? Hit me.
You can follow your heart.
All right, I'm going to follow my heart. Let's hear more about what Andrew Berry had to say last night as we get ready for the draft on Thursday night. Tommy Tai is going to join us at high noon. We'll get back into the Cavaliers and Miami Heat. And oh, yeah, the Yankees are in town. And Tristan McKenzie's looking for work. Ooh, we'll talk about all those stories coming up. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.